Well, as per usual, the monkey's been in here and nothing's working like it's supposed to. So, Patrick, take over the news and I'll try and get this in worked out.
That's what Aggie Sports does to us over the weekend. WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning. I'm Patrick Seinert. 37 hundredths of an inch of rain over the weekend, and then since this morning, 84 hundredths, and it'll continue to be wet. We'll get your full forecast coming up after the news. A homeless Bryan woman is accused of swinging a machete at a man inside a College Station apartment after she took his wallet containing $200. Police say this was Friday night at the Woodstock Apartments on Dartmouth, where the man responded to an online ad offering a massage for $100. 25-year-old Charlotte King was still in the apartment when officers arrived. The arrest report did not indicate who was leasing the apartment. A Bryan man who police have received 17 harassment complaints for from his ex-wife remains in jail following his latest arrest. 42-year-old Christopher Newton has been in jail since early Thursday morning on charges of driving with an invalid license and evading arrest with multiple convictions. That's after his ex-wife accused him of shutting off the power to her home at 4 in the morning. At that time, Newton had been out on bond following an arrest March 28th for burglary at his ex-wife's home. What was planned to be a two-hour trip lasted much longer for a couple kayaking the Navasota River. Brazos County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says those who were waiting to pick up the kayakers at the Highway 6 bridge north of Navasota Thursday didn't know it was going to last 12 to 14 hours.
They thought, well, it might be prudent to call 911, and initially the male declined any assistance, said he was doing just fine, not to worry. And then the female got on the line and said, I disagree. I do believe we need to get rescued. I want out of here.
Stewart says a Parks and Wildlife game warden came out with their boat and got the kayakers to a rendezvous point with the chief and assistant chief of the South Brazos Volunteer Fire Department, who drove close enough to the river to pick up the couple and take them to Navasota. The Bryan City Council is one of three parties negotiating a new north entrance to blend College at Villa Maria and Nash. Mayor Jason Bienski says talks have included Rivergate Church.
Well, we're moving forward on that. I think that would help with the ingress and egress to that campus. The church has been willing to work with us on an expansion there.
Contractors recently completed the new intersection and traffic signals connecting Blinn and Crestview Retirement Community at Villa Maria and Joseph Drive. Emergency responders around Texas are monitoring several bills in the state legislature. Brazos County Precinct 3 Volunteer Fire Chief Gerald Burnett says one proposal would clarify a gray area regarding workers' compensation when they're responding to calls in their personal vehicles.
We've been aware of this gap for a while in our VFD in Precinct 3, and we kind of make our firefighters aware of it, and we've required that they notify their insurance agents if they're going to have emergency lights on their vehicles. Even though we cover them, we want them to have that extra peace of mind.
The House Business and Industry Committee has held a hearing on House Bill 2771, which would apply to paid and volunteer firefighters and emergency medical personnel. The centennial of the Texas A&M Forest Service is the subject of an exhibit that recently opened at the Bush Library and Museum. That followed a resolution at the last regular meeting of the Board of Regents when Chancellor John Sharp recalled the early days of the agency.
It wasn't originally created to fight fires, but its purpose was to assume direction of all forest interests, all matters pertaining to forestry within the jurisdiction of the state. It was to assure the state's trees, forests, related natural resources are protected and sustained for the benefit of all.
In 1993, the Forest Service was designated the lead agency in coordinating the response to wildfires around the state. WTAW News Time is 6:09 at 65 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news on the way at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Seinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Manufacturers deny roof claims. Even roofs with as little as 3 years of age need maintenance and may be required to validate manufacturer's warranties. That's why we offer the Overhead Care Club, our roof maintenance program. It comes with an annual 17-point roof inspection, roof debris removal, gutter cleaning, and much more. Call today and ask about our Overhead Care Club.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
With Texas leading the nation in drunk driving deaths, Uber is working hard to make sure a safe, reliable ride is always within reach. New users who download the Uber app and enter the promo code RIDESAFETEXAS will receive $20 off their first ride. Uber, it's more than a convenient ride. It's a powerful tool in the fight against drunk driving.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, sitting in for Scott, who's taking a little time off today. It's time to check your forecast and find out what yuck and continued yuck is actually going to look like. Or not. Let's try that one more time. Again, this is fantastic. One last try. Yeah, we had it working so well just a minute ago.
Been a bit unsettled across the region for a while. We stay unsettled today with showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures near 80. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight, too. Those will drop down to about 65. Tomorrow, not much in the way of improvement. Scattered showers, thunderstorms, 75 to 80. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, lows near 60. More wet weather in the forecast Wednesday. Cloud, showers and thunderstorms, highs around 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We got it working.
Yes, we did.
Hi, everybody. I'm Zach Taylor, filling in for Kevin O'Connor this morning, who's filling in for Scott. So you can play that carousel.
It's the Lemon Meringue Show.
Yeah, there you go. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie football wrapped up the spring on Saturday with an inter-squad scrimmage. We'll hear a little bit from Kevin Sumlin. Aggie baseball got a big win yesterday. They got the series win against Mississippi State 13-5. A couple of grand slams hit by the Aggs as well. So they really brought out the lumber this season. As well as men's and women's tennis were both in action. Women won, the guys lost. But they'll both be in postseason, have done very well in the regular season. And a big historic performance at the Masters by Jordan Spieth, a native Texan. And we'll talk a little bit about that and hear from him. All that more coming up in sports.
Yeah, the kid that played at the other school.
Yeah, he's from Austin. Well, he's originally from Dallas, so at least he's got that working for him. He's from the DFW, and he's a Rangers fan. So,
and we all know that's all that really matters.
He's good people in my book. That's all I know.
That's all that really matters. Did you watch any of it?
I watched some of it, yeah. We were talking about that earlier. You know, we're watching a little bit of it here and there.
That kid's ice.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
For sure. Yeah, and he's the second youngest to ever do it.
By 5 months, something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, something like that. Tiger did it back whenever he was 21 and something or other.
I'll be real honest. I watched just kind of on and off starting Thursday through. You know, anytime I could grab a TV, I'd watch some of it.
Yeah.
And I think he won it Saturday because when he double bogeyed on 17, and then either came back in par or birdied 18 on Saturday, which is, you know, that takes a lot of guts for a 21-year-old kid to come back from a double and just not eat it on the last hole. So he started then the next day. I mean, I was just really impressed.
Well, the thing about golf, too, is it's so much of a mind game just because it's not like football or something like that where you just react. I'm not saying that there's no thinking in football, but... you know, where you can just react. It's like
you can
golf.
Psych yourself out.
You're right, right, right.
Well, that would sure explain a lot of my game.
yeah, that explains mine too, so that's why I'm saying that.
So, of course, we're going to talk about Hillary. She threw her hat and cankle into the ring. I had to say that since Scott's not here. It's contractual.
Yeah.
But she threw her hat into the ring. Obviously, we'll discuss that a little bit. Nobody seems to be happy about it. People from her side are angry. Mitt Romney's angry.
Well, she had one of the worst gaffes ever. Not now. There's too much to talk about.
Yeah, we'll get into this at about 6:40.
That's too much.
So let's jump headlong into birthdays and like.
Birthdays today. Allison Williams is turning 27. Now, who is Allison Williams? Well, she's an actress, and her father is Brian Williams, who may or may not have been present when she was born.
She was Peter Pan.
Yeah. And that was NBC's Live Musical. She also plays Marnie on Girls, which I don't get.
Not a clue.
HBO show.
It is.
Yeah, so I don't get HBO, so I haven't seen it, but I've heard it's really good. Lou Bega's turning 40. Now, who is Lou Bega?
Mambo number five.
Glad you asked.
It's not Tuesday. You have to turn that off. It's not Tuesday.
No music on
Mondays?
Mondays?
We don't do music until Tuesday.
Well, I've been jamming that all morning, so I'm really happy
I'm
now.
Very sorry to hear that.
Ricky Schroeder is turning 45. Of course, he was NYPD Blue. Silver Spoons.
Little Ricky Schroeder.
Caroline Ray is turning 51 today. So there you go.
Cool.
Caroline Ray turning in. And I didn't know she was a former host of The Biggest Loser either.
I don't think I did either.
I thought it was always Samantha from Days of Our Lives. But anyways, Max Weinberg is turning 64. E Street Band, former Conan O'Brien drummer.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. He was the band leader.
Yeah. Ron Perlman is turning 65 today.
Wow, nice.
So he's in pretty good shape for a 65-year-old. Not
saying
yeah,
I'd 65. Go along with that.
Yeah.
He's going to be playing Tom Waits, I think.
Tom Waits. Oh, really?
Yeah, in an upcoming biography.
That should be an interesting show.
So we'll see about
Tom
that.
Tom Waits is gravelly.
Al Green's turning 69 today.
Ooh.
So good for Al. Tony Dow is turning 70.
From Leave It to Beaver.
Wally on Leave It to Beaver. So there you go.
Very nice.
Paul Sorvino is turning 76. Play Paulie in Goodfellas. And Lyle Wagner is turning 80 today.
He's got one of the more interesting relationships in Hollywood.
Lyle?
No, Paul Sorvino.
Sorvino?
Yeah. His wife is a screaming conservative. Like, wore a camo dress to the Oscar parties because she wanted to support American Sniper.
Oh, wow.
And he's not. So they try to find the middle ground, and apparently they agree on guns.
Well, they say opposites attract, Kevin.
Which also came up, and we'll discuss that a little bit, with the NRA and a misreport by the New York Times. The gray lady made a mistake?
What? Oh, no.
Yeah, we'll cover all that coming up at about 6:40.
Very quickly, we have a multi-vehicle crash southbound 6 and Barron Road. All southbound traffic is being diverted from the highway to the feeder road. The rain's going to make things slick out there, so just take things a little slower, leave a little earlier, all that.
Oh, and today is National Public... thank you for that, by the way, Patrick.
Yes.
National Library Week, National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week, which is 911 operators, National Volunteer Week, Thomas Jefferson today. He was born today. Peach Cobbler Day.
Ooh, yes, I'll celebrate.
And for those of us that are dyslexic and pretty much hate the game itself, it is Scrabble Day. Therefore, it sucks. I hate Scrabble. Dumbest game ever. Just never got a grasp of it. It is 6:17, 90% chance of rain for us today. Thunderstorms will top out at 80. Currently, it is a balmy 67, muggy with light rain falling.
With Texas leading the nation in drunk driving deaths, Uber is working hard to make sure a safe, reliable ride is always within reach. New users who download the Uber app and enter the promo code RIDESAFETEXAS will receive $20 off their first ride. Uber, it's more than a convenient ride. It's a powerful tool in the fight against drunk driving.
Do you have a patio, porch, or deck you don't use because it's too cold, too hot, or the pesky mosquitoes and bugs? Imagine a bug-free, weather-free enclosure. A year-round usable space from Sunrooms for You. Sunrooms for You can enclose your patio area to make a year-round enjoyable living space from screen enclosures to high-efficiency glass rooms for your comfort. Save big during our before and after sale. Go to sunroomsforyou.com. That's sunrooms, the number 4, and the letter U.com, or call 599-5250. Today.
I'm Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. A lot of people are concerned about identity theft. The Federal Trade Commission received more than 2.5 million consumer complaints last year, and 13% of them were about identity theft, making that issue the number one concern. Complaints about debt collectors ranked second, followed by imposter scams, where people pose as IRS agents or other government officials. Last year, there were nearly 24 times more complaints about fraudsters impersonating IRS officials than there were in 2013. On Wall Street, stocks closed a positive week with more gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 98 points, closing the week at 18,057. The NASDAQ Composite rose 21 points. The S&P 500 gained 10. For the week, the Dow Industrials rose 1.5%. The NASDAQ was up more than 2%. The S&P 500 gained 1.7%. That's Your Money Now.
I don't care what they say. If you own a business, you did build that. You faced the tough challenges and you made the smart calls. So if your business is growing and you need more space, make the smart call today. General Steel. Our buildings have been used around the world, saving our customers as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. If your need is for storage and manufacturing, sure, we're the best. But with our custom exteriors and designs, General Steel buildings are used as offices, churches, retail stores, and more. Imagine a 5,000 square foot building for less than $35,000. acres or even 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. These are prices you just can't ignore on a building designed specifically for you. Make the smart call and call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. Save as much as half the cost of conventional construction and own the space you need. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Crawfish Go is the home of Boudreaux, the Crawfish Man, a mobile Cajun seafood boiling kitchen that boil up the crawfishes, the shrimps, the crabs, and more. We'll bring the party to you. Call 406-2222. That's 406-2222.
I'm your Crawfish Man.
Look for us on that computer, too. CrawfishToGo.com.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Whether you support Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Scott Walker, Jeb Bush, Rick Santorum, whoever it is, Rick Perry, whoever you might be supporting, there's no question that this is a very deep bench, very dynamic bench with a lot of energy and ideas that I think the country needs if we're going to solve our country's problems. And the reason why you want good politicians with bold ideas and bold solutions is because ultimately that filters down into your everyday life and the opportunities that you have in your life and your kids are going to have in their lives. It defines whether or not we continue to raise the debt. It defines how we deal with, let's see, Yemen, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran. How are we going to deal with foreign policy? So all of this impacts all of our everyday lives.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Because almost 25% of security breaches are caused by lost or stolen devices, choosing the right technology partners becomes a critical business decision. When you have Dell Latitude laptops with Intel Core vPro processors, the most secure commercial PCs on the market, it's a decision that you never have to think twice about. Call them today and see why millions of small businesses use Dell for the best performance. It's 1-877-414-DELL. You know, Blinds.com is a true American success story. It started by its founder, Jay Steinfeld, in his garage in the 90s. Now the world's largest online window covering store with over 250 of the friendliest and most helpful window blinds experts that you've ever met. It's time to talk to those experts for window decorating advice that will save you money on your energy bill and help you give any room a designer look all by yourself. Get everything you need at Blinds.com. Free color samples, free shipping, free expert decorator advice, and prices that crush the prices you'll find in any store. Blinds.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott, who's taking a little time off. Forecast for today, 90% chance of rain and thunderstorms. Yes, again, high of 80 degrees tonight. A 40% chance of some more showers and 67 tomorrow. We'll keep that 50% chance of rain and thunderstorms and roll it to about 78. Now, we've got no lower than a 40% chance of rain reaching all the way into Friday. And the report I read is because of a glob of warm water in the Gulf. We'll get into that later as well. Humidity's 93%, visibility down to 4 miles. We are working a collision on southbound 6, by the way, as was called in a little earlier. If you're headed southbound 6 and it's right there around the Barron Road exit, apparently they've got the freeway shut down and diverting traffic off onto the frontage roads. So be extra cautious as you drive in. Winds out of the southeast at 55. It's 67 here at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
Got hard work? Get it done with a Bobcat compact track loader. Big results in a small package. Right now, Bobcat of the Brazos Valley has a limited time offer. Purchase a new Bobcat compact track loader and receive 0% financing for up to 60 months. Skip the financing for rebates up to $5,100. Bobcat of the Brazos Valley, just off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Get started at bobcatofthebrazosvalley.com. Rebates vary by models with approved credit. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
With Texas leading the nation in drunk driving deaths, Uber is working hard to make sure a safe, reliable ride is always within reach. New users who download the Uber app and enter the promo code RIDESAFETEXAS will receive $20 off their first ride. Uber, it's more than a convenient ride. It's a powerful tool in the fight against drunk driving.
File your taxes with Jackson Hewitt today, and we'll give you a $50 Walmart e-gift card.
$50 Walmart e-gift card.
You could get a refund and get a $50 e-gift card to spend at Walmart.
50 big ones.
Get it at any of our 6,300 neighborhood Jackson Hewitt locations.
Knock, knock. Who's there? $50.
It's our gift to you for giving us a try.
How much do we love you? $50.
File for a $50 gift. Simple as that.
Holler.
File your taxes at any of our 6,300 Jackson Hewitt locations, including nearly 3,000 in Walmart stores, and get a $50 Walmart e-gift card instantly. Jackson Hewitt, working hard for the hardest working. Ask a tax pro or see jacksonhewitt.com for terms and conditions.
What makes employees really happy? The answer is amazingly simple, but it's something a lot of employers completely miss. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I have a sausage, egg, cheese, croissant?
Hey, you got the time.
It's 8:03?
Nope, it's croissant time. You can get two flaky, light, buttery croissant sandwiches for just $4. So what time is it?
Croissant time.
No, ma'am, it's 8:04.
Listen, I need to go to work.
Get two Croissant Sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
If you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173, 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company.
For a while now, employers have had a lot of leverage because of the tough job market, really since the crash of 2008.
Now, the most recent numbers indicate that employees have leverage, and now companies are starting to ask employees, well, what do you want? How can we keep you here? We want to make sure you're happy.
Rod Wagner, author of the book Widgets, says typically employers are focused on what's good for the company and where the company is headed.
But they don't pay much attention to the reciprocal arrangement, to what the employees who they're depending on to deliver are going to get in the bargain. And the more an organization says, here's what you'll get by working here, here's the sense of accomplishment you'll have, here's how we'll make it enjoyable to work here, the more those employees are inclined to deliver what the company wants to build its future.
And while Rod's research bears all this out,
it also just makes sense. Now, we've all had good jobs and we've had bad jobs, and we know that when we've had a good job, that we're more excited about it, that we're more attentive, that we don't mind spending the extra hours when we have to spend the extra hours.
Now, the old way of managing people using fear does work.
And there's even some indication in our data that people will work a little harder if they're fearful, for the obvious reason that they don't want to get fired. But they don't work nearly as hard as if they are fearless.
You can link to Rod's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Texas Document Solutions.
Mark Hanna is general manager of Hanna Chevrolet, an 80-year-old family-owned dealership in Austin and a customer of Texas Document Solutions for many, many years.
We make a lot of copies. We have a lot of printing needs, and it really puts a damper in our business when we can't do that.
Texas Document Solutions, a Texas Pride employee-owned company with no 800 numbers.
The responsiveness and the quality of the equipment has been wonderful. It's really nice to know that there's someone we can count on.
They put you in charge.
There's a lot of things I have to worry about in my position, and this is not one of them.
And the benefit?
It helps us do our business quicker, more efficiently.
Texas Document Solutions, featuring the full line of Sharp Document Solutions. Sharp.
Texas Document Solutions brings us ideas to improve the way we do our business.
That's why they're called a Texas Pride Company. Call 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The record rainfall on this day was 3.3 inches set in 1967. So far this morning, we're sitting just under an inch at 0.87. The latest round of rain has passed the Twin Cities, moving east and may be causing some traffic accidents out there. College Station police working a multi-vehicle crash on the southbound side of Highway 6 at the Barron Road exit. Traffic is being diverted to the feeder road. Police ask motorists to avoid the area if possible. Negotiations are underway for a new north entrance to the Blinn College campus in Bryan. Mayor Jason Byinski says the project at Nash and Villa Maria involves the city, the college, and Rivergate Church.
There's a possibility it may take out the carport and some of that area of that church, but currently everything looks very positive between Blinn and Rivergate Church and City of Bryan.
At Blinn's entrance off Villa Maria and Joseph Drive, contractors recently finished modifying that intersection to allow access in and out of the Crestview retirement community. That project also included new traffic signals and a median. Taking a kayak down the Navasota River in southern Brazos County resulted in the rescue of a couple involving the Sheriff's Office, Parks and Wildlife, and the South Brazos County Volunteer Fire Department. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says 3 hours after the couple started their trip last Thursday night, those who were waiting to pick them up called 911.
With an anticipated pickup at the Highway 6 and Navasota River Bridge in a couple of hours. Unbeknownst to them, according to the volunteer fire folks that were down there with us, it typically takes 12 to 14 hours to make this journey.
Stewart says the trip began at 5 p.m. The 911 call was made around 8, and their rescue boat hit the water about 11.
Then ran into some difficulty with our boat, so we requested the assistance of one of our Parks and Wildlife game wardens, who was Johnny on the spot in about 30 minutes with his boat.
That led to finding the stranded kayakers and getting them out of the river.
The two volunteer firefighters, Chief Chet Barker and his assistant chief, his dad, Mr. Barker, went through, I believe, Allen Ranch and were able to get close to a point on the river where they were able to pick up the kayakers, and they did so.
As the kayakers returned to Navasota, the deputies and game warden returned to the Sulphur Springs drop-off point, which Stewart says took place about 1:30 Friday morning. A man responding to an online ad offering massages at a College Station apartment became a robbery victim. Police arrested 25-year-old Charlotte King for aggravated robbery after the man accused of swinging a machete at him in an attempt to get his wallet with $200. King, who is listed in jail records as being homeless, was caught Friday night while still at the Woodstock Apartments on Dartmouth. The arrest report did not indicate who leased the apartment, but the victim told police he was confronted by two men who told him to leave, and he believed they were associated with King. A Bryan man arrested 2 weeks ago for burglary at the home of his ex-wife is back in jail. 42-year-old Christopher Newton, who had posted bond, was arrested for evading arrest and driving with an invalid license with prior convictions. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, it was the 17th time since March 5th they responded to a complaint about Newton from his ex-wife. Last Thursday morning, before sunrise, the ex told officers that she suspected Newton turned off the power to her home. One of three officers who responded found Newton driving without his headlights. Newton pulled into the driveway of his mother's house and was apprehended while running towards the door. From Austin, the Texas Senate has voted along party lines to create a tighter spending cap, the first time in 26 years that the cap has been changed.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says tightening the state spending cap is the goal of Texans all over the state.
This will keep us on a budget like they're on a budget and still meet the needs that Texans want us to address each session.
The bill is authored by State Senator Kelly Hancock.
Committee substitute Senate Bill 9 redefines growth in the state's economy to be determined by population and inflation rather than personal income.
State Senator Robert Nichols amended it to make it even tougher for future legislatures to change.
In an emergency, with a majority vote, you can bust a spending cap. This sets it so that if we want to bust a spending cap, we have to have 3/5 vote.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
A Texas House committee has held a hearing on a bill applying to volunteer and paid firefighters and emergency medical personnel. The chief of the Brazos County Precinct 3 Volunteer Fire Department, Gerald Burnett, says House Bill 2771 deals with workers' compensation coverage for those responding to calls in their private vehicles.
They are acting under authority of the fire department, so it does make good sense for them to be covered under the same coverage that they're going to be covered under once they're on that scene. That's what this bill is, as I read it, is intended to do, is to close that gray area and clarify that once they're dispatched to a call, they're covered.
Burnett says this is one of several bills being monitored this session applying to firefighters. The first 100 years of the Texas A&M Forest Service is chronicled in a new exhibit at the Bush Library and Museum. The agency's centennial was also recognized at the last regular meeting of the Board of Regents with a resolution that was read by Chancellor John Sharp.
In 1993 is when the coordination of response to each major or potentially major wildfire in the state began. And that's when your fame doubled and tripled. The tens of thousands of lives of critters and people that you have saved, and billions of dollars that you have saved Texans.
A link to online photos of the exhibit titled History in the Making is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, it's now 6:36 and 65 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news at 7. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
Time is money, and you can save a lot of time by turning that two-day business trip into a one-day business trip with Brazos Valley Flight Services. Their air taxi takes the stress out of traveling. Your trip will be quicker than driving, and unlike major airlines, there are no long lines, connections, or lost luggage because you don't need luggage for a one-day trip. Save time and money with BVFS. Call 979-260-6322 or click bvfs.net.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
A household hazardous waste is any home chemical that may pose a threat to human life or ground, air, or water quality. Check labels with keywords such as danger, poison, toxic, flammable. Bring these items along with computers and electronics to the University Services Complex April 25th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. For directions and more information, call the Household Hazardous Waste Hotline at 979-764-3809 or log on to TwinOaksHHW.com.
Need professional grade and industrial strength? Get a Kubota Z700 zero turn mower now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 4 years during Kubota's More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 48 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll free 1-888-465-8268.
Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
News Talk 1620 WTAW 638. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucian. It's time to look at your forecast brought to us by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro Fit FXT. Stop by and see them for yourself. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click actionsportstx.com.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Some may produce heavy downpours and gusty winds. Temperatures will approach 80 degrees. We'll have showers and thunderstorms rolling across the area tonight as well. Lows near 65. Very good chance for showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures 75 to 80. More showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows near 60. Showers and thunderstorms are likely Wednesday. The highs on Wednesday around 80 degrees. I'm staff meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, top-ranked Aggie baseball blasted their way past Mississippi State yesterday. A couple of grand slams actually hit by Nick Banks and Ronnie Gideon. Tell you a little bit more about that. We'll hear from Coach Rob Childress as well. The number 10 Texas A&M women's tennis team and the number 7-ranked Aggie men's tennis team wrapped up their regular seasons this weekend. I'll tell you just how well that they fared. Jordan Spieth, obviously a great great performance at the Masters over the weekend, set some records or at least tied some records at Augusta, not seen since Tiger Woods back in 1997. And the Houston Astros squeaked by the Texas Rangers in extras yesterday. All that more coming up in sports.
We'll unpack Hillary Clinton here in just a minute. Before we do that, have the Aggies lost a series yet? Because I don't believe they have.
No. They haven't lost
a
series.
They've 2-1 the last two and 2-2 Kentucky, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're 33-3 overall in the season, so... Yeah, they haven't lost a series.
That ain't bad, y'all.
Nope, not at all. And they're 11-3 in the SEC, so all three of those losses have come in SEC play. But, yeah, they've won every series they played.
All right, so let's prepare to auger Patrick into the ground because he's been holding his tongue thus far.
Hillary, and he's done a really good job, too. I'm proud of you, Patrick.
Hillary threw her hat into the ring over the weekend, which came as a surprise to nobody in that Saturday Night Live was already doing skits on it Saturday night before she announced on Sunday. Rince Priebus, guy with the weirdest name ever, says that she has questionable workings in the Clinton Foundation. American people can't trust her. And he also pointed out statistical metrics. Yeah, politics, I know. She has a pure name saturation. Okay. But yet she's losing to a number of our candidates in those battleground states that have a third-party ID, thinking she's not going to be what everybody thinks she is because she fudged on the computer and everything else.
She hasn't answered to a single one of the scandals.
What difference does it make?
I know. But and so it did come as a surprise to me. I didn't think she'd announce this soon, and I think it's a sign of desperation, a sign that she has to, just to save what little... I don't think she has a chance at a campaign, but apparently someone with money thinks she does or thinks she can raise money for someone else who's going to run.
Well, right now in the Democratic Party, who would you pick?
Well, exactly. And so that, you know, they're, I think they're also a little scared at some of the numbers that the current GOP candidates are not nominees, the ones who have thrown their hat in the rings. The money they're raising is pretty impressive or sort of shocking to them.
Well, and they say
the Democrats.
Somebody's throwing their hat in the ring today. Rubio.
It should be Rubio. Yeah.
Yeah, Rubio's throwing his hat into the ring today.
So are you think people who are wanting Hillary to run want the 2-for-1? So they can get Bill back in the White House.
You know, I don't think it's so much that anymore as it's they just want a Democrat in the White House. I think it's come down to R's and D's.
Who do you see as being the other Democratic leader, really? I mean, a lot of people talking about the GOP.
Well, that O'Connor guy is already being made fun of.
O'Malley.
I'm sorry.
She's don't even know.
Stupid
mix. Are you running, Kevin?
No, absolutely
you wouldn't,
not.
You wouldn't be running on Democratic ticket anyways.
No. But they were picking fun of him on Saturday Night Live with that as well.
No. Well, and I think if the Democrats...
I don't know who he is just off the top of my head, there's problem number one.
I'm no tactician, but I think maybe not naming a candidate right now would work to the Democrats' advantage because the Republicans are at some point are going to start picking each other apart, and if they won't, the media will for them.
Oh, sure. Without question. It'll be interesting to see how that part of it plays out because I'm kind of excited with the number of candidates that are at least being looked at.
Oh, sure.
And if they all throw their hat in the ring, they'll be well-vetted. Obviously, if they're not beaten to death, that's my only fear.
Well, you can almost make the argument that it could be somewhat like European politics, and that you have one member from each party running, and you have umpteen jillion parties, and you just kind of split the vote that way.
I don't think we're quite there yet, but if it keeps going to the way it is, I wouldn't be surprised to see some kind of independent party start to rise up.
You still throw your vote away if you vote for a third party.
And as of right now, I agree.
I do it with regularity. Happy to throw that vote away.
So let's move over now to El Presidente, talking to El Presidente Ukuba.
Ah.
This scared me to death. In part of his remarks yesterday with Castro the lighter, saying he didn't care what had happened before he was born. So anything before August of 61 didn't matter? Are you kidding? That's like the oldest adage in the world. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. That scares me to death from a president.
It must only apply in this situation because he was really happy to talk about the Crusades when it was convenient for him. So stuff that happened before he was born, is relevant when he decides it is.
Well, and of course, Castro, we're willing to discuss everything. Well, sure, because you need everything. Yeah,
clearly.
Absolutely. But it that really and truly, of all the, you know, political speak and, quite frankly, crap.
Of all the garbage
that came out of that, the president saying, I don't care what happened before I was born, is concerning to me. Winston Churchill, for God's sake. I mean, good heavens.
Why would you not? I mean, obviously you can grasp the historical aspect of it. And yeah, like Patrick said, obviously he cares about things that happened before he was born. Obviously the civil rights. I mean, there's so many things. How can you make that argument with one specific thing?
Well, that exactly. And then pair that to taking a shot at Bibi Netanyahu yesterday, calling him on the carpet and literally saying, okay, fine, what would you do better, big boy? And Netanyahu, of course, very quick to respond, well, I wouldn't give them everything they wanted. So where do you go from here on that one? Because supposedly our closest ally, and then I saw some little blurb on the internet over the weekend about the strained relations between Great Britain and the United States and with an internal memo that may or may not have had a shot at the British, saying they may not be our biggest allies anymore. Hang on just a second. WTAW, good morning. Hello. Okay.
Well, way to go, Kevin.
It's entirely possible that was my fault.
I heard the line.
Let's just be honest about this. And finally, did you see the thing with the gray lady reporting that you could not conceal carry at the NRA convention?
No. I missed that one.
The NRA went back and made them print a retraction.
Yeah.
Because they could. What ended up happening is one NRA event this year, there you're not allowed to because Alan Jackson is performing at the concert. And the insurance company that covers Jackson won't allow concealed carry.
Aha.
Well, somebody at the Gray Lady saw that and just ran with it. And at the very front page of the NRA website, it says, obviously you can carry if it's legal within the state, the county, the jurisdiction, the event center, whatever, you know, all the particulars. But it is absolutely okay to do that.
Well, I got burned out in the New York Times when they started making their assumptions about fans and football, college football fans. Have you seen that graphic that they put on there?
Yeah. No. They get it from Facebook.
Yeah,
or something?
They've got a map on there, and it's
the number fans. One baseball teams or
no for football.
Okay.
And it's showing it's color coded and says, you know, these fans are, and basically it just takes, and I think they did it for baseball too. But basically, it just takes the biggest name in the state. And they just envelop it, and then they just kind of circle the locations of where the other schools are, and they give them their own little, A&M is this little bitty maroon spot, and takes up a little bit of East Texas, whereas Texas takes up, University of Texas takes up the whole state. I don't know, it's just not very, very factual.
I would assume there's probably nothing for Arkansas, which there's a huge outpouring of support for Arkansas up around Dallas.
Or LSU.
Right.
So, I mean, that's me coming from that. That's what I take away from the New York Times, because I'm not going to read the political stuff.
It is 6:48 here at News Talk 1620. We do have a 50% chance of thunderstorms. They dropped that. It was 90 when we started the show this morning, so it's a 50% chance of rain for the rest of the day. 80 for your high, 40% chance of some more rain tonight and showers, 67 tomorrow, 50% chance of thunderstorms in 78. And as I did a little digging, according to at least NOAA, we've got a chance of rain through next Saturday. Sunday, we should see sunny skies into 80. But as we all know, those extended forecasts are never even close. 96% humidity, winds out of the visibility is 8 miles, and winds are out of the southeast at 7. 6:48, we'll get to Zach's sports here in just a minute. And due to what I'm sure is an operator error, we're having a little trouble with Neil Stipperi's plant talk, so we'll do my commentary coming up in just a minute. Thanks to the good folks at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 18th, it's tree care. The factors affecting the health of trees are often misunderstood or overlooked. We'll teach you what to look for and what to do about problems this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. In this day and age, we certainly live in a hurry-up, get-it-done-right-now world. Dining or food is fast food. A bank is an ATM. And around the world in 80 days? It takes less than one if you fly the right direction. Now this. American laziness, or the need for speed, has exploded to all new levels. Apparently, ready-made popcorn is seeing a huge sales growth in the U.S. because we've become so lazy, or we want it so fast, we can't even microwave a bag of popcorn anymore. Remember how fast that was? You didn't have to cook it. You just threw it in the microwave. 3 minutes later, you had it. In the past year, microwave popcorn has grown just under 1%. Popcorn that's already popped, almost 12%. Colleen Bailey is the brand director for Orville Redenbacher. And she says, quote, microwave popcorn was all about convenience, having to only wait 3 minutes to get warm, delicious popcorn. As times changed, the definition of convenience, or in this case, speed, has changed. An industry analyst took it even further, saying Americans love ready-made popcorn because, quote, you don't have to take the extra step of opening the box, opening the wrapper, and hoping you have the skill to watch it so you don't ruin it. Have we become so ADD that we can't even microwave popcorn? You can't wait the 3 minutes. You put it in, you walk someplace else, and come back and it's burnt? At this rate, Orville Redenbacher better start working on IV so we don't even have to chew it. With the commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor. And it's brought to you by Gun Corps, where they get new stuff in all the time. Make sure you're friends with them on Facebook because you'll see all the new stuff that comes in. They post it there. Plenty of ammunition. 22's hard to come by. They almost always have some of that. Custom gunsmithing work? They do that. Automatic knives and the largest selection of suppressors in the Brazos Valley. Plus, you can go online to find out about their classes at gun-corps.com, and that's C-O-R-P-S, like Marine Corps. Or on Texas Avenue in College Station across from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Prospectors. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you so much for listening.
File your taxes with Jackson Hewitt today, and we'll give you a $50 Walmart e-gift card.
$50 Walmart e-gift card.
You could get a refund and get a $50 e-gift card to spend at Walmart.
50 big ones.
Get it at any of our 6,300 neighborhood Jackson Hewitt locations.
Knock, knock. Who's there? $50.
It's our gift to you for giving us a try.
How much do we love you? $50.
File for a $50 gift. Simple as that.
Holler.
File your taxes at any of our 6,300 Jackson Hewitt locations, including nearly 3,000 in Walmart stores, and get a $50 Walmart e-gift card instantly. Jackson Hewitt, working hard for the hardest working. Ask a tax pro or see jacksonhewitt.com for terms and conditions.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. Fighting Texas Aggie football wrapped up its spring schedule on Saturday with an inter-squad scrimmage at the Coolidge practice facility. Coach Kevin Sumlin said afterwards that this spring has answered a lot of questions he had going into next year.
I was pleased. We got a lot of work with guys that needed some reps, and the primary things just were those trying to get some numbers in our secondary, trying to work out who's who in the offensive line. Mike Matthews being out really gave us the opportunity to work Stuckey in there, and really he developed. And so Stuckey's put himself in a position to be a backup center and compete for a starting guard spot.
Next time the guys will be in action will be this fall when they gear up for September 5th's matchup against Arizona State down in Houston. Nick Banks and Ronnie Gideon each blasted grand slams as the top-ranked Texas A&M baseball team pounded out a 13-5 win over Mississippi State yesterday afternoon at Olson Field. Here's Coach Rob Childress after the victory.
Houston's on the mound. He struck out five or six in a row, and just like that, an innocent two-out walk, another walk, two hit-by-pitches after they'd scored two runs, and we took that momentum right back. Very, very proud of our guys and competing hard, playing hard, pulling for each other. And wins in the SEC are hard to come by. And, that today was a hard win as well.
Nothing like blaring out some share after a good victory. The win caps off a series win for Coach Childress and the Aggs, who improved to 33-3 overall and 11-3 in the SEC. They'll be back at home this Wednesday when they host Abilene Christian for a midweek matchup. And sticking with the diamond, number 23 Aggie softball dropped 2-3 to 6th-ranked Auburn over the weekend. The ladies, who are now 32-12 on the year and 8-7 in conference, are back at the Aggie softball complex this Wednesday to host Lamar at 6:30. The number 10 Texas A&M women's tennis team closed out the regular season on a high note, downing 21st-ranked Kentucky 4-0 yesterday afternoon. The victory was the Aggies' 7th in a row and improves them to 15-5 overall and 11-2 in conference play. They enter this week's SEC tournament as a third seed and will take on their first opponent this Thursday in the quarterfinals. On the men's side of the courts, the 7th-ranked Aggies will be a number 2 seed heading into the men's SEC tourney. The Maroon and White ended the regular season on Saturday with a 4-2 loss to 10th-ranked TCU. A native Texan made history at the Masters this weekend. 21-year-old Jordan Spieth closed with a 2-under-70 yesterday for a 4-stroke win over Phil Mickelson and Justin Rose.
It's one of the best feelings I've ever felt. This was arguably the greatest day of my life. And to join the club that is the Green Jackets and to join Masters history and put my name on that trophy and to have this jacket forever is something that I can't fathom right now.
Spieth's lead never shrank below 3 shots in a final round that allowed him to finish 18 under par, tying the Masters record set by Tiger Woods back in 1997. Head out to Arlington, where the Texas Rangers and Houston Astros were duking it out in the rubber game of a 3-game Lone Star series.
Fly ball, right field, Springer backing on it, a long run for George Springer. At the wall, leaping, oh, what a play! George Springer has just kept this game tied in the bottom of the 10th. He robbed a game-winning hit off the bat of Leones Martin.
The play of the day and quite possibly the player of the year so far, as the Astros star outfielder saved the day with a leaping grab at the wall with the bases loaded. Hank Conger would smack a 2-run dinger in the top of the 14th as the Astros took game 3 6-4. Houston returns home tonight to take on the Oakland A's at 7:10 with broadcast on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Meanwhile, Texas is home as well, taking on the LA Angels at 7:05 on the Zone HD 95.1-3. Well, down the stretch they come. With only a few games left in the NBA's regular season, all 3 Lone Star teams were winners yesterday. San Antonio ran past Phoenix 107-91. Dallas topped the Lakers in L.A. 120-106. And James Harden continued his MVP caliber year with 30 points as Houston edged New Orleans 121-114. And Jimmy Johnson regained the lead with 14 laps left to take the checkered flag at Texas Motor Speedway Saturday night. It was Johnson's 5th NASCAR Sprint Cup victory at the track and puts him in 2nd place in this year's Sprint Cup standings. Kevin Harvick, who finished 2nd at the race, remains in 1st place in the Sprint Cup standings with 306 points. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Tegeler.
It's 3 a.m.
Honey, you wake up.
You're not feeling well. Not sure where to go? Know that St. Joseph's ER at South College Station is just minutes away. With life-saving treatment and specialized ER doctors, St. Joseph Emergency is part of the quality care available at South College Station. In a medical emergency, call 911. St. Joseph. Expert care. Closer to home.
Howdy, I'm Bobby Jenkins. At ABC, we take protecting your family very seriously, especially when it comes to pest control. That's why ABC has gone the extra mile to become Green Pro certified. It isn't an easy achievement, and very few companies have earned it. Being a Green Pro means complying with green service standards of the National Pest Management Association. Simply put, when you hire ABC, you're getting the best of the best, guaranteed. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
With Texas leading the nation in drunk driving deaths, Uber is working hard to make sure a safe, reliable ride is always within reach. New users who download the Uber app and enter the promo code RIDESAFETEXAS will receive $20 off their first ride. Uber, it's more than a convenient ride. It's a powerful tool in the fight against drunk driving.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as 1 in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Action Sports is introducing the 2015 Kawasaki Strong Mule Pro FTX, the fastest, most powerful mule side-by-side ever. Whether pushing the limits out on the toughest terrain or helping to carry the load on your property or work site, these off-road vehicles will get the job done. The Mule Pro FTX features a convertible 3-to-6-passenger Transcam and a full-ton towing capacity. And all 2015 Kawasaki Strong side-by-sides come standard with a factory 3-year warranty. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is just shy of 7 o'clock. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who is actually taking a little time off. We do have a 50% chance of rain for us for the rest of the day and a high of 80. 40% chance of rain tonight, dropping down to 67 tomorrow. 50% chance of more rain and 78. It is 66. Winds out of the southeast at 5. And it is 66 here at News Talk 1620. WTAW College Station, Brian.